Hello, I'm Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, the voice of the independent cattle producer in the United States of America. Well, let's skip back in history a bit. About two decades ago, the globalist-controlled World Organization for Animal Health stated that all nations should establish a legal framework for the implementation and enforcement of animal identification and animal traceability in the country. Now, with its globalist marching orders in hand, and those orders stood in sharp contrast to what the citizenry wanted, our U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, nevertheless set out to do just that and began in earnest to implement what was initially called the National Animal Identification System, or NAIS. And for years, the USDA insisted that U.S. livestock producers wanted their government to mandate radio frequency identification, or RFID ear tags. And for years, the vast majority of U.S. livestock producers said they did not. Well, standoffs rarely last forever, and eventually the USDA relented, but not without tarnishing its own reputation as a farmer and rancher-friendly agency. You see, cozying up to the multinational ear tag manufacturers and helping to enrich them just did not sit well with livestock folks. So just over a decade ago, in 2010, the USDA cried uncle, and in an effort to reestablish goodwill with those it had slighted, it began to walk back its previous NAIS promotional activities that effectively damaged its reputation. And the USDA began saying such heartfelt things as, some people were in favor of NAIS, but the vast majority of participants were highly critical of the program, and that the old NAIS would be replaced with a new system that honors the very legitimate concerns of the American public and those in rural America, and that the new system would be designed so as not to overly burden producers, and that the new system would be workable, feasible, and common sense for all of America's producers, especially small producers. The agency also acknowledged that an animal disease traceability system does not prevent diseases. Now, and very importantly, in the midst of all of USDA's public repentance efforts, the agency emphatically stated this: USDA will not mandate a one-size-fits-all approach to animal disease traceability. And that's a quote. And now where I come from, that's also a promise. And I'm sure it is where you came from too. And we acted upon this promise and agreed to work with the agency to develop the new system that honors the legitimate concerns of our members, that would not be overly burdensome, and that would be workable, feasible, and common sense. The outcome of that effort provided producers with flexibility when determining which type of animal traceability device worked best for their individual operations. And we were reasonably happy with this outcome. But like standoffs, the happiness didn't last forever either. Soon, the USDA regrew its fangs and broke its promise. Now, that was 4 years ago when the Secretary of Agriculture tried to mandate RFID ear tags for adult cattle moved interstate. We sued the secretary, and he backed down. But not for long. I guess once an agency has been deemed untrustworthy, it no longer cares about its reputation. And soon the USDA issued a notice stating that now it would do what it always wanted to do but had promised not to do. And that was in 2020, and cattle producers were once again faced with a threat of an RFID mandate. But cattle producers fought back again. And in 2021, the USDA again backed down, and the mandatory RFID notice was withdrawn. But the USDA remains bound and determined to cast its broken promise in stone. It recently issued a proposed rule that will do what the agency promised not to do. It will mandate RFID ear tags for adult cattle moved interstate. Now, over 2,000 comments were received by the agency regarding this broken promise. A member of ours spent considerable time going through those comments, reviewing about half of them. And he found that in the half that he looked at, there was overwhelming opposition to the RFID mandate. Of course, there were at least a handful of supporters for the proposal from some larger producers, foreign governments, college students, state veterinarians, and organizations that represent large meat packers. Now, in some sense, the comment opportunity provided by the proposed rule can be used to gauge whether or not the public consents to be governed in the manner proposed by the USDA. And what's important to note is that the USDA has not received that consent, and that there is widespread opposition to the RFID mandate among actual producers who would be both subject to it and who would have to pay for it. Now, if the USDA proceeds under the decades-long weight of overwhelming and widespread opposition to its mandate and decides yet again to break its promise and run roughshod over the legitimate concerns raised by America's cattle producers, then America will witness a form of government oppression in the countryside, an oppression that we could legitimately call tyranny light. With that, have a productive week. Thank you. and goodbye.